Building on the momentum of Michigan State University's successes to chart a course toward a brighter future requires collective thought and action. For that reason, MSU is undertaking an inclusive and comprehensive strategic planning process. While many of the plans have been adjusted or placed on hold due to the novel coronavirus pandemic, the work being done around strategic planning is too important not to move forward. And joining me to talk more about this planning process are the Strategic Planning Steering Committee co-chairs, Venny Gore and Joe Salem. Venny is Vice President for Auxiliary Enterprises at MSU, and Joe is Dean of MSU Library. And Venny, maybe why don't you start? Talk a little bit about what exactly is a strategic plan? Why is MSU undergoing this process? You know, what are some of the issues facing MSU and higher ed that prompted President Stanley to even begin a strategic planning process?
So when President Stanley arrived, he began having many conversations with all of the university community. And one of his goals earlier on was to have a strategic plan in which would chart the course of the institution over this next decade, of 2020 and beyond. And with that, he asked Joe and I to be the chairs and to be an inclusive process that was open for the community, that allowed for input in what were some of the big things that we needed to think about as a university. And so what are some of the questions? For example, how should position itself as a premier land grant institution would be one. The other one, what are the critical issues of our decade that we can think about moving forward in working across the institutions and collaborating with? What does the fourth industrial revolution mean for our institution, and how do we best position ourselves to solve big problems? So it was a way for us to begin to think about this collectively as an institution. And at the same time, there is the Diversity, Equity, Inclusion Steering Committee in looking at how we as an institution not only support our students, faculty, and staff around diversity, equity, and inclusion, but how does that work with our research and our pedagogy and teaching and some of our service delivery?
Yeah. And Joe, what would you add about the strategic planning process you're co-chairing with Venny?
I would only add that it's not only a great opportunity for us to look forward, but to do it together. And Venny has done a nice job of highlighting that. I think the president early on identified that one of the things that this campus and many campuses would benefit from is not only identifying what to work on, but how it wants to work and coming together around big goals and how it will work together. And the process here is really important in doing that. And so we've really committed as a university and as a steering committee on a very open, inclusive process. We want to have as many voices in the process as possible. And the DEI committee has done the same. And so in some ways, they're both very big processes and initiatives, but it's easy for us to work together. Not only do we share the same values and the same long-term goals, we're also working with the same kind of inclusive and wide-ranging goals as well.
And Joe, let's stay with you for this one first. Obviously, your planning began way before we ever heard about the novel coronavirus. But obviously, how is the virus and COVID-19 impacting your planning process now?
So that's a really great question. It has changed our thinking quite a bit. What we had planned for the spring semester during March and April was to engage the community, the wider MSU community, in a series of big events, in individual unit meetings and group meetings, really to set a shared vision for the university. That's very vital work. It's core to the strategic planning process. And with everything going on and not only the challenges of moving that online, but also the challenges everyone is facing right now, we decided to put that part of the process into the fall and to focus right now on a lot of environmental scanning, both at the university level and at the within higher ed and society overall. And obviously, this is a big and important part of the process, but even more so now, since so much will be disrupted and changed by the novel coronavirus and its impact on society and higher education. So we're taking the opportunity to have that inform as much as we can. There are so many unknowns. Have that inform what that engagement will look like in the fall, what the conversations will look like, and kind of our shared understanding as a community as we set our priorities and our goals together.
Yes, and well said, Joe. Vinnie, what would you add on the COVID-19 impact now on the process?
I think that Joe did a really good job of addressing that. I think also too, one of the things that it gives us a chance to focus on some things that we heard early on in the process, and we will probably continue to hear, and that being, we pivoted to online classes this spring, and the institution did a great job in terms of in the faculty member and all those that supported that. But what does virtual learning look like, distance learning look like in the future, and what should be our position in the marketplace around that to move forward? We always had a thought about our institutional resource model, and so what does that look like, and how do we support the things that we want to do, and what should be the scale and size of MSU? Much more scaled in size, I think, is probably the other thing that we want to spend some time focusing on.
And what about, I know you said, both of you, that you really want input from the campus and the community. How can people get involved?
So currently right now on our website, Strategic Planning Initiatives, which is under the president's page, we have a series of questions which on mission and values that we'd like for our community to go and answer. It is anonymous. And so faculty and staff can go in there and put in their what their opinions are, their thoughts around those things, because we really are trying to reach out for folks to be able to do that.
That can easily be found at president.msu.edu. There's an initiatives tab, and people can find that pretty easily. And Joe, let me come back to you and just say, you're really in the beginning of the process with a real wrench thrown in, but is it too soon to, what things are you hoping to learn and find out to guide us in the decades ahead?
So it is early in the process. COVID has probably identified a few things. I think Vinnie's done a really good job in talking a little bit about remote and online learning. We also know from the last few years, and even our earliest engagement, we held a retreat with the senior leadership in early March, just as the reality of COVID was starting to become known. And that was a little bit more around environmental scanning, but even the conversations there focus us in a few different areas. The size and shape of an institution like Michigan State will be something that we deal with and think about in the coming years. And when I say deal with, part of it is just things like demographic changes and what the state of Michigan will look like. And obviously these things are challenged by COVID as well. The other thing I think that is really fascinating about this process that will persist is, and it will be impacted by what we learn in the next year or so as a university, but also as we go through responding to this pandemic, is that land grant mission and what it means in the 21st century. As it changes, as it stays kind of the same in some regards, and it's core. It's been core to so many of the conversations we've had as a community. It's one of the things everyone seems to go back to, and we have a really great opportunity to, in some ways, redefine it as a collective, to go back to the portions that we feel still orient us, and to really take some of the core that we all understand to be at the heart of the Land-Grant mission into the future and to build on it. And I think that's really exciting for us.
Yeah, well said again. Joe Fenney, what are you hoping to maybe learn from the process?
I think what I'm hoping to learn from the process is how we come together as an institution around a shared vision. And earlier on, as we were meeting with some groups in February and early March, you could really feel the coalescence around that and how we are yearning for this as a group, as an institution, and as a community. So I'm excited about that.
Any final words then, gentlemen? Just what would you like people to take away and to keep track of while you're undergoing this process?
I would just encourage everyone to try to participate. We know it's challenging at this point to think about something like strategic planning. That's part of the reason we've tried to focus right now on core elements like mission and values. And we'll continue to talk about mission and values throughout the process. But with so many things changing around us, those are core and they don't change, right? They're kind of guiding lights for us. So I would hope that when things are challenging, that these are kind of comforting thoughts and go back to why it is that we got into this profession, why it is that we pursued it at Michigan State, and how we want to take those things into the future. And then as the process unfolds and we have a little bit more clarity about our environment, to continue to engage in the process, because it's kind of meaningless without the full activation of all the excitement and all the expertise and all the insight of a very large, diverse, and expert community. And that's really what I would hope to take out of this kind of conversation, and even at this early stage in the process.
Vinnie Gore, final words?
I would also echo a lot of what Joe said, and I would also say that the work of Cynthia Elmore Jackson and Luis Garcia leading the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion subcommittee is critically important too. And it's really about, that goes to the core of who we are as an institution and our land grant mission and being open and accessible to all and having a community that is supportive of multiple identities. And because it is through that lens that we become a better place, because we accept and embrace everybody who and all the things that they bring. And I think that's been one of the things I've been really hopeful about and what has also come through in the conversations that we've had to date.
Well, again, your input is encouraged and sought at president.msu.edu for the strategic planning session underway. And we've been speaking with the committee's co-chairs. The Strategic Planning Steering Committee co-chairs are Vinnie Gore, who is also Vice President for Auxiliary Enterprises at MSU, and Joe Salem, who is the Dean of MSU Libraries. Gentlemen, thanks for updating us, and we'll have you back anytime you need to talk more about it and hopefully promote a nice big report at the end sometime.
Thank you.
Thank you.